Tomorrow, we will finally understand more about indictment number 71543-23. Former President Trump is slated to be arraigned on charges in that indictment, which will also be unsealed. A grand jury recommended the charges last week connected to payments made on Trump's behalf to an adult film actress in the run-up to the 2016 election. President Trump denies wrongdoing, and his lawyers say he will enter a not guilty plea. Jill Weinbanks is MSNBC legal analyst and former Watergate prosecutor. She joins us now. Hi, Jill.
Good morning.
So we still don't know what these charges are, but when they are unveiled, what will you be looking for?
I'll be looking to see, first of all, how many are felonies and how many are misdemeanors. I'll be looking to see whether they include charges related to Karen McDougal, not just Stormy Daniels, whether they include a conspiracy with David Pecker from the National Enquirer, who paid to catch and kill to make sure that other women did not get their stories published, and whether there are tax violations. I suspect that there are going to be some tax violations because the reason in part for doing this was to allow a deduction for a payment of legal fees, which is a business expense that's deductible. A payment for hush money is not.
I see. There has been a lot of discussion about the judge in this case, Juan Merchan. Former President Trump said that that judge, quote, hates me. He wrote that in a post on his social media platform, Truth Social. This judge recently oversaw a different tax fraud case against the Trump Organization. Do you think that has any bearing on this case?
I don't. I think he has a long history. He's been on the bench for more than 15 years. He is known as a no-nonsense, smart judge. The fact that he had a related case may give him some insight into the business practices of the company and of Donald Trump. But first of all, Donald Trump is hurting himself, not helping himself, by criticizing the judge. That's just stupid, bad strategy. And I think that he hasn't learned his lesson. His lawyers should be telling him not to talk. There's no reason for this. He did, in the Weisselberg case, not allow an argument that there was selective prosecution, which is one of the other arguments being made, which is simply not true. There are at least almost two dozen cases recently prosecuted for this business fraud crime.
There's been a lot of talk about Trump positioning himself as a victim of a political witch hunt. Let me ask you about comments that the former president, his attorney general, Bill Barr, made on Fox News Sunday. Barr was asked if he agreed that this was a political prosecution.
Based on what we know, it certainly appears to be. And I think the American people see that. It's the very essence of the abuse of the prosecutive function, which is pursuing a person rather than pursuing a real crime.
How do you respond to claims that these charges are political, even an abuse by the prosecutor here?
Well, what Barr said in context, and to continue with what you quoted, he said, this is a crime that wouldn't be prosecuted if it weren't former President Trump, that if it was any other person, it wouldn't be prosecuted. And as I just mentioned, there are at least 20 prior cases, recent cases, for this very crime. So it is a crime that is prosecuted in New York, no matter who the person is. And it would be even worse for our democracy and our justice system to say that he is above the law, and just because he used to be the president, he can't be indicted for crimes that other people are indicted for.
All these other investigations facing Trump, the 2020 election in Georgia, his role on January 6th, the classified documents recovered at his home, they're all separate. Which do you think is the most serious of these cases, and could the outcome of one of those impact the outcome of another?
They are all separate, so each one can proceed on its own merits. I know that everybody is saying, when I say everybody, a lot of the comments are that this particular case is the least significant. But remember that this is the case that could have changed the entire election outcome. He paid for silence in order to make sure that he didn't lose the election. And so I think that it would be wrong to say that it is less important. Classified documents are important. The insurrection is unbelievably hurtful to our democracy. And trying to fix the election in Georgia and nationwide, it's not just in Georgia, it's just that they happen to be investigating the fake electors and the phone call to the Secretary of State, is also very important. But for different reasons, each of them has merit and each should be prosecuted. Just because you commit multiple crimes doesn't mean you get a pass on any of them.
Jill Weinbanks, MSNBC legal analyst and former Watergate prosecutor, watching all of this for us. Jill, thank you so much for your time and for the information.
Thank you, Jane.